This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We're focusing on accessible technology today by shining a spotlight on a very special project, FlowSense, world's first accessible period blood detection device. And speaking with us now is the brains behind this project, Muna Dodd. It is so lovely speaking with you today, Muna.
Thank you so much, Bolina. Very delighted to have a conversation.
Well, let's find out more about FlowSense. How exactly does it work?
Yeah, so FlowSense is a portable device that is designed to empower visually impaired women to manage their menstrual hygiene independently. So the way it works is that the device contains stacked disposable testing strips that can be easily attached to sanitary pads or underwear. And the device will analyze the testing papers when it's in contact with period blood. So that way it can give the user haptic feedback for discreteness or audio feedback for a bit more clarification. The solution is for detection of menstrual blood, but as well as tracking the end and the start of their cycle and being more informed about overall menstrual health.
So I guess practically you would be hoping it would be able to say how heavy your flow is, maybe your period's just coming to the end, or maybe we often come across spotting the end or at the beginning of the period.
Yeah, absolutely. So it does give, for a better word, peace of mind for the user to know what's going on, whether they get their menstrual cycle or differentiating between that and discharge. Sometimes we do have false alarms, so that would let the user know on their own without having to rely on asking somebody else for assistance. And it does also give more specific cycle tracking that can give them a bit more notifications prior to their end or start of their cycle.
So what inspired you to create this design?
I think one of the first things was that I came across RNIB's campaign to address the need for accessible pregnancy tests. That was my first realization that there was a huge gap in feminine products production, right? So just seeing that a lot of devices are visual informations to convey results was a huge awakening to what else needs innovation and redefined design. So the inspiration was focusing on working on design for accessibility for visually impaired women during my master's thesis at Imperial College of London and Royal College of Art. And the idea of the device itself and the product came from the many interactions I had with women who were super kind and being open to share their menstrual hygiene and menstrual health journey. And it's very important to note that it is an important part of overall women's sexual, reproductive, and daily life, as we women spend about 30 to 40 years of our lives menstruating. So it is equivalent to a consecutive 8 years. So that's a huge part of our lives. I do hope that FlowSense can inspire other women who are working on other innovative feminine products that needs accessibility, that needs more solution for everyone.
And how does it feel working on something that breaks taboo around these open discussions? Because I feel like we don't talk about periods and women's health enough.
I think working on FlowSense has been incredibly rewarding because it does allow us to contribute to a cause that's often overlooked. Breaking those taboos, fostering open discussions about periods and women's health is very essential to promote inclusivity and empowerment. And ultimately, our goal is to make a meaningful impact on women's health and well-being.
And what was the design process like? You worked with some women who are blind and partially sighted.
It was a very collaborative journey and involved a lot of extensive research. Like you said, both blind and partially sighted users, and they played an important role in every step of the way. Their feedback has been instrumental in shaping the design and the functionality of FlowSense. And so we made sure that we meet the specific needs and the preferences. And as a designer myself, I'm way more confident of the usability and the effectiveness of FlowSense since it was designed hand in hand with the supportive group of women. And we are committed to continue to prioritize inclusivity in our development process, and we want to strive to further expand our user network and the people who want to take FlowSense with us to the next stage.
And thinking back, what would you say was some of the most common feedback you got when you were working together?
It was very helpful to be able to work with women who were either tech savvy or were not tech savvy. And a lot of them found that the way FlowSense is designed is very easy to manage. It's very simple and straightforward. And so the comments were that the device can be an important part of their daily life. It's not interrupting or it's not making them learn a new tool, but it's almost embedded into their existing routine, which is being able to find the results for themselves and then wipe and then check for themselves instead of asking somebody else. There were a lot of steps within the design process where we made sure we are not introducing a new way of usage, but it was just very simple to how people are already handling their menstrual hygiene. People felt like they had multiple tools within the product. Someone might not need the tracking specifically, and they just want to know if they get their period. And so the device will be more helpful with that. But then the device does come with the app. And so if you do prefer, you can just use the app to monitor your tracking cycle. So it is a solution that fits everybody.
And do you think this could be a game changer when it comes to not just accessibility, but also giving this independence when it comes to period products?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it gives that revolution for menstrual hygiene market. It gives that very simple, reliable solution so that users are very confident in navigating their periods without having to rely on others. Right now, there's not a product that's ever made to detect period blood on a commercial scale. And for it to be specifically addressing visually impaired women needs, I think it's very unique in that sense. And so there's a huge potential for it to also collaborate with other brands and other existing menstrual hygiene products so that it can actually work with everyone else too.
You did a bit of research as well into this, and you found some, I guess, shocking statistics when it comes to independence and period health.
Yeah, it was a bit of an eye-opening realizing that based on research that about 50% of visually impaired women rely on somebody else to let them know that first clue, did I get my period? And so the other 50% of them will want to take the independence on their own and navigate that process, but it would come with the price of emotional stress and having to wear pads 3 to 4 days before their cycle starts and after their cycle ends. And that's a solution that is not only costly and unsustainable in the long term, but it's very much can lead to an increase of genital infections. So FlowSense is meant to take all that stress away, to give the person the dignity to and the respect for them to know their menstrual hygiene on their own, and also to be able to know what time or what day, or specifically based on their personal hormones and algorithm, that can give them an insight into how long their cycle could be and the differences between the different stages of their cycle, whether they're ovulating, whether it's at the end of their cycle. So I think it's a very much educational tool as well.
And where are you when it comes to the stages of product design?
We have developed a minimal viable product right now. So we do have a prototype that's functional, but we want to design more prototypes so we can increase our standards of accessibility and usability before launching it to the market. And so that's what we are working on right now. We were working on getting more funding and to drive the product development forward.
So once you have the prototype, would the next steps be at maybe testing it out a bit more, really finalizing the design?
Right now, we are a pre-seed stage startup, and it is an important step for us to expand our connection within the visually impaired community and build that network of women who can be our ambassadors and our point of contact to improve the product. And so we do want to have a pool of women who can give us that feedback constantly as we strive to raise awareness of our mission and hopefully can help us accomplish a stage where FlowSense can be in the shelf soon. So I do want to ask our audience today to reach out to us if they have any interest in joining us in this empowerment journey and allow us to engage with them and hear their thoughts. And I do want to also send a message for other collaborators, experts in technology, accessibility design, and other engineers who are interested in joining our research team to further develop FlowSense. I think it's really exciting stage that we're at right now. And one of the things that we are working very hard is to raise funding so all of these future steps can actually work very well.
And speaking of raising awareness, I believe you had a very exciting opportunity. You actually traveled to Tokyo to talk about FlowSense. What was that like?
Yeah, so FlowSense was invited to be part of Femtech Fest in Tokyo, Japan, which is Asia's most impactful women's health conference, and it's one of the world's largest Femtech exhibition. And the theme this year was innovation and inclusion, which represented us very well. And we had been honored to speak at the Japanese House of Parliament. So I think it was an overall great opportunity to engage with policymakers, decision makers, and we hope to foster these great awarenesses and actions towards creating a inclusive policies and innovatives that addresses the unique challenges faced by women and overall all individuals with disabilities. So I think it's been an incredible opportunity to contribute to that dialogue surrounding menstrual hygiene and women empowerment in Japan and beyond. And we want to be part of similar discussions here in the UK so we can work towards a future where every individual can live with dignity and equality.
We covered so much today. So if we wanted to keep up to date with your work around FlowSense, what is the easiest way?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe our website would be a great resource. It is myflowsense.com, and we do regularly share updates about our progress and upcoming events and opportunities to get involved. And so our website is our main form of contact. We also have a LinkedIn page, FlowSense page, and we are working on creating a social media platform as well.
Fantastic. Well, Muna Dodd, creator of world's first accessible period blood detection device, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Polina, for hosting me.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.